Thank you, Elaine. I'll now hand over to Jane, who will introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
Our last set of stories visits the worlds of health and science. New plans to help the most vulnerable and digitally excluded in Norfolk with prescriptions have been unveiled. An NHS trust is bringing art to mental health wards. And for once, the region's troubled mental health trust has been praised. The NNN Hospital is arranging a drug trial to address endometriosis. Norfolk Gene scientists are launching a project to protect sugar beet from a devastating virus. And the city firm is helping to unravel one of aviation's greatest mysteries. Here is Tim with good news about prescriptions.
Health leaders in Norfolk and Waveney have unveiled plans to develop a new service to support the most vulnerable and digitally excluded patients with their repeat medication requests. It comes as the NHS Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board announced that the Prescription Ordering Direct service will close at the end of June. The Prescription Ordering Direct service, which allows patients to call a dedicated phone number where they can speak with a health professional or go online to order medication, will be replaced in the summer by a new limited service.
Mental health wards are set to be transformed with world-class art. The charity Hospital Rooms is working closely with internationally renowned local and national artists, patients and staff to create 15 major artworks for the Rivers Centre, which is currently under construction at Helsdon Hospital in Norwich, part of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. The project also collaborates with Norwich University of the Arts, Sainsbury Centre and Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery. Tim Steer, Hospital Room's senior project curator, said, "We're thrilled and immensely proud to be working with Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation." The project has included 70 art workshops across wards and services and has helped reach hundreds of people from diverse populations.
The region's troubled mental health trust has been praised as providing gold standard in two areas of its work. The Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust has received Gold Standard certification for the training and support it offers new starters and for its work experience provision. The plaudits, which have come from national NHS bosses, recognise the work in these areas exceeds the standards the organisation expects. The status has been awarded to NSFT for its preceptorship programme, a scheme which helps integrate newly registered health professional and international nurses into the trust. It comes after the trust was also recently given this recognition for the career guidance it offers to people on work experience. Tumi Banda, Interim Chief Nursing Officer at NSFT, said this is a great recognition of how hard our preceptorship program team have worked to ensure newly registered staff are supported to provide safe and effective patient care. It further demonstrates the strength of our learning and development programs. Last month, we also received a Gold Standard Quality Award for our work experience.
It is a condition which causes sheer agony for 1 in 10 women. But the region's largest hospital is hoping that a world-first drug trial could produce a breakthrough that helps ease this suffering. Endo Metriosis is a condition which occurs when cells that ordinarily line a woman's womb are found elsewhere in the body. The condition, which affects 1 in 10 women in the UK, causes painful symptoms, including heavy periods, pelvic pain, and in extreme cases, scarring and organ damage. However, the Norfolk and Norwich University has launched a drug trial to see if a new antibody can reduce inflammation and other endometriosis symptoms. The hospital has welcomed its first patient to take the antibody, with a trial aiming to monitor the effectiveness of the antibody called AMI-109. Edward Morris, the consultant gynaecologist leading the study, said, "Patients with endometriosis have inflammation, which is a key component in disease progression, and if it goes on long enough, it damages tissues." Emma Cox, chief executive of Endometriosis UK, said, "While it is early days in the research process, it is great to see much needed investment in novel new ways to manage and treat endometriosis."
Norfolk-based scientists have launched a £1 million project to explore how gene editing techniques could protect sugar beet crops from a devastating virus threat. British Sugar, biotech firm Tropic, and Norwich Plant Science Institute's the John Innes Centre, JIC, have jointly been awarded £663,443 towards the total project costs from DEFRA's Farming Innovation Programme. The research, also supported by the Norwich-based British Beet Research Organisation, BBRO, aims to develop natural resistance to virus yellows infections, thereby protecting East Anglia's beet farmers from potentially catastrophic crop losses. It's hoped the new project will bolster natural disease resistance through gene editing, which allows scientists to make precise, targeted changes to a plant's DNA by removing or editing parts of its existing genetic sequence. Professor Stephen Penfield, whose group at the JIC will develop the technology necessary to support the gene editing of sugar beet, said, "This welcome investment recognises the role of the JIC as a national capability in developing and applying precision breeding approaches, such as gene editing, to crop protection. We look forward to deploying this expertise in partnership with British Sugar and Tropic for the benefit of British sugar beet growers."
A Norfolk tech firm is at the forefront of unravelling one of aviation's greatest mysteries, the disappearance of Amelia Earhart. Norwich-based Claris Networks Group has partnered with US marine robotics experts Deep Sea Vision to provide high-speed satellite internet connectivity for their search vessel, enabling new sonar imagery to potentially uncover Miss Earhart's lost plane. Miss Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, vanished over the Central Pacific Ocean during an attempt to complete a circumnavigational flight of the globe in 1937. Now, following a 90-day mission at sea, the team behind the most recent search has unveiled sonar images believed to show Earhart Lockheed's Electra aircraft resting on the ocean floor. Claris Networks Group, which opened its first English office in Norwich last year, facilitated the mission by deploying low Earth orbit satellite technology called Starlink Maritime to make sure the vessel could access high-speed internet, even hundreds of miles out to sea. Chris Schoenhut, Director of Maritime and Energy at Claris Networks Group, said, "By installing low Earth orbit satellite internet on the search vessel, Claris used Starlink Maritime to deliver super-fast connectivity to the middle of the Pacific Ocean, halfway between Hawaii and Australia, where it would have otherwise been impossible."